and then you read it for 20 minutes.
You should bring in 50 Shades of Grey.
I was going to say 50 Shades of Grey. I was also going to, that was going to be.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Stop.
What?
Whenever you complain about anything, I don't do that to you.
What's your favourite candle scent?
Why?
I don't have one.
You know, Yankee Candle do like a cotton something or other.
The colour puce.
That one's nice. Not that. I don't. That's not a thing. Or they do like a one called Midnight something. I browsed Yankee Candle the other day.
Yeah, Midnight something ain't really doing it for me. No. If you're gonna come with candle scents, I want the fans.
All right. Let me. I took pictures. No, we're doing this now because I took pictures of the candles. Because I was browsing Yankee Candle because I was killing time. And it was, no, not Lakefront Lodge. That one was nice too. Midsummer's Night. There you go. That was the one that I liked. But then also Mango Lemonade. That one was nice.
That sounds good.
Marshmallow Snowflakes. I thought that as well. But actually, it was quite nice. And then Vanilla Lime. I like vanilla. Vanilla's a good. I know that's kind of basic to say, but I
vanilla
like that as a scent.
And lime, though.
Well, yeah, it could because it had the sort of citrus, like little bit of citrus to it. But then it was vanilla, and vanilla's nice. But then like that lime just sort of hits you like oh, limes. Sorry, I couldn't do that with a straight face. Welcome back to the 13 Again podcast. It's the podcast where we just basically chat. I was about to say chat. But I decided not to because I don't want to have to censor it. Please subscribe. We never say it at the start of the podcast because we're stupid, but it means a lot if you would subscribe. And if you're watching these regularly and you haven't subscribed yet, it's really easy to do. You just press
the button.
We
want to get to 50K by the... No, that's too...
50K by the end of the year is a tall order.
30K by the end of the year.
We can definitely do that. 30K. Let's get to 30K by the end of the year,
can
please.
We?
What?
Can we?
Yeah. For sure. Thank you, by the way. And if you want to like the video, if you do enjoy it, then please like the video. Anyway,
don't touch me.
We watch I'm a Celebrity a lot. Now, a lot of our viewers, rather, might not know what that is. But I wanted to talk about it because by the time this episode comes out, it'll be near the end of it. And really? I'm a Celebrity is a TV show in the UK where basically they put 12... celebrities into the jungle.
It'll be the end by the time this is out.
More or less. It will be close to the end, I think. Anyway, doesn't matter. They put 12 celebrities in the jungle in Australia, make them do horrible tasks, starve them, put them in terrible sleeping conditions, all this sort of stuff, and we get to watch for 3 weeks of just sort of people slowly deteriorating, and it is great entertainment.
We're essentially just watching torture, aren't we?
Basically, yeah. And I wanted to know, first of all, you... Is there anything that you wouldn't do in there? Would you do it, first of all?
No, never.
You'd never do it. Never. So an example of some of the stuff that they do is they'll lock you into like maybe a coffin or some sort of contraption that they then fill with bugs, snakes, spiders, God knows what else. And it's all real.
I think you're teaching them how to suck eggs here because I think a lot more people know about the concept.
I know that a lot of
on.
Our British viewers will know I'm a Celebrity, but genuinely a lot of anyone like, you know, outside of England might have no clue what it is. They might have a version of it. If you're American, you'll have Fear Factor, which is kind of similar, but I think Fear Factor is like way more gross than I'm a Celebrity.
Is that not done now?
I think so, yeah, they cancelled it. I don't know, I think someone died. But anyway, yeah, it was dreadful. But the point being is that I would love to do I'm a Celebrity. I think that I'd be both great and terrible at all the trials because I'd be screaming and shouting like a maniac, but equally I'd sort of be like secretly having fun at the same time. I don't know about you.
Oh, just straight face, raw dog it all, no emotion, nothing.
So your everyday life.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Who do you think's going to win? Because GK Barry's in there. She's a big internet name. Her or Danny. I was going to say maybe Danny. I like Maura's chances of winning.
My money's on the Reverend.
The Reverend's good as well. I think he'll make it far, but I don't think he'll win.
Oh, I reckon he might, you know.
No, I don't.
He's just not popular enough.
But
yeah, there is a priest currently in I'm a Celebrity as well. If you're not in the UK... I mean, if you are in the UK, it won't make sense. If you're not in the UK, it will make even less sense. So,
but in terms of popularity, I don't think it matters because he has just come across so unbelievably well, has such like deep and fun conversations with all of the celebrities pretty much, and is just a genuinely nice guy. So it's like, why can't he win?
So are you excited for the finale then?
Yeah, behind on like 3 episodes because of like Panto rehearsals.
We've been watching it sort of to your dismay. You come in from Panto each evening and we're just sat watching I'm a Celebrity and you have to go to bed.
The other evening, I think it was like last night, I come back and I was like, had my feet in the foot massager, and then first thing Max does, he goes to put I'm a Celeb on, so I have to leave.
Tills just wants to massage her feet.
It was really
first
jarring,
world problem
because it's actually a really loud machine.
Oh, it's broken. It doesn't work. We're not like you sort of hear that and maybe think, oh god, they're living it. We're not. It is just this crunchy old machine that I think someone got for a Christmas gift years ago or something.
Someone got it for, I think mum got it for dad for his birthday.
Right, yeah.
But it wasn't that long ago. I hope you know that. I think it was for his 50th.
Either way, it's broken now and it's not even been that long. So
it's
that's,
not broken. It just started.
It shouldn't be making that noise.
It just started malfunctioning slightly.
Yeah. Okay.
Massages your feet.
Anyway.
Exactly. So it's not broken. It does what it needs to do.
You've been coming back from Panto. You've been needing to massage your feet. Has Panto been killing your feet?
Yeah. I had to stand for quite a few hours yesterday and dance as well.
I like the idea that there's just a director sort of watching them stand on stage until they faint. Just like, all right, don't mess up. Come on now. Like, is the director very strict or is it fairly?
No, it's who used to work at my old... It's the director who used to work at my old drama group.
Oh, okay. So you know the director fairly well then.
Yeah.
That's pleasant at least, because I think it can be quite scary sometimes when you're being directed by someone that you either never met before or don't know if they're going to get angry or not.
And as of recording, your first show is on Sunday, yes?
Yeah.
So you'll have done your first show by the time this is out.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah.
What are you most excited for?
The performance?
Woo.
Well, I mean, it could be multiple things. Do you prefer doing the dancing? Do you prefer doing the singing? Do you prefer
the dancing?
The roar
because
from the crowd that you
to
get?
Dance and sing at the same time in these dances. These dances this year are so hard. It takes so much like effort and energy that by the end you're like...
How many dances do you do?
I think we don't do as many as we did last year, but we do... I'm not going to sit here and count. I don't know.
Well, it's exciting because it means the Christmas season's coming in, and any eagle-eyed viewers will have noticed that Christmas is slowly creeping in. We didn't want to make too much of a fuss about it, but it is now replacing some of our other background
props. It'll maybe start getting a bit more fruity in here Christmas-wise. Well,
and this is the thing. Someone actually sent us that Christmas tree to the PO box. We didn't even get that for ourselves. It's just that someone sent it and we went, you know what, fine. But I had to fight tooth and nail to make sure it was not set up until after November. And we are technically still in November, but as of the recording going out, we won't be in November anymore. So I can kind of, you know, get over that. But I knew that this would be going out way later. It's barely still November, so I'll shut up. I'll get over
it. Is it the last day today? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. There's still one more.
30 days of September, April, June, and November.
Wow.
So in the Christmas spirit, we all did something for the first time today.
We did.
We went skiing, and... I don't know who was the worst out of the three of us, and
not
I don't
me.
Know who's... Did you just own up to it?
I said, not me.
You said not you.
The guy said I was better than you two.
At one point, for your self-esteem, he told you that you did it better than we did, yes?
No, not for my self-esteem.
Okay.
Genuinely, I did. I was better than you two.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure about that?
They went higher than me, yes, but I was still better than you two.
Mm-hmm.
You felt the same amount of times as me, so you have the least say.
A whole one times, yes.
You fell twice.
I didn't fall twice.
You did.
You recovered the first one well, but you still fell. Hang on a minute.
Falling consists of your upper body hitting the ground, I would say.
No.
To fall. I had a little wobble.
Did your hand touch the ground?
Not on the second time.
On the second time, your whole body was on the ground.
On the second time, everything was on the ground. Yeah. The first time...
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, I suppose that one did go in the water, yeah.
Oh, so he's thought of a third one. that's what's happened
yeah,
here.
No, there was another wobble right at the end. That was the one I was thinking of. But actually, yeah there was that one where... Okay, I guess that maybe does kind of count as a fall.
So I guess Harvey, then.
I didn't fall once.
But you had the worst technique.
I did fly into Max at one point.
He really did.
But in my defense, it was for two reasons. One, I picked a bad place to stop. That was the first issue. I should have just gone to the right, and I didn't. I just went, oh, I'll just go to Max. The second one was because I was filming. I had a GoPro in my hands, and I was so focused on going fast, I wasn't focused on, oh, I actually need to not be going fast by the time I get to the bottom of the hill.
And the instructor, by the way, was actually congratulating us in a way on being so sensible and sort of well put together in the lesson. And he was like, yeah, I think we'll be able to go to the top of this hill that we were on today because you guys have been so good. Down comes Harvey plummeting towards me as he was saying that.
Yeah, but I got it on camera, so it's okay.
Oh my God. But yeah, you did do well, to be fair, Tills, even though you went and sat and had a strop for a bit after your feet being sore.
I didn't strop. No, I wasn't stropping. I had a really bad headache.
Okay.
And I said that before we even went.
All right.
Let alone you two throwing me down the hill.
Listen,
in the donuts.
You did a great job, especially as the 13-year-old, throwing yourself into skiing for the first time. It was painful. Like, don't get me wrong.
Also, it was supposed to be my lesson because I'm the one going on a ski trip, and then you two took over.
Oh, we hijacked. Yeah, for sure. We like to do that.
We got you a free lesson, though.
Yeah, but you still took over it. I was like,
what did you expect us to do?
Not take over it.
When we get you something for free, you will suffer.
I'm not going to lie. I think there's a small part of you that obviously would have been annoyed with us being there, but there's also a small part of you that knows that if you give up or if you fail or if you do anything wrong, we're the first people to be like, argh! So you're trying harder.
I'd rather you didn't make that noise ever again.
Right, honestly, do you reckon you would have given it another go if we hadn't have been there after your first stopping?
Yes.
You think you would have?
If Mum had paid for it, yeah.
Well, that's slightly different.
I suppose I'll give you that, to be fair. But we definitely did do quite a bit of encouraging. But I was very proud of you because you did actually do really well and you didn't fall that much.
Yeah,
so.
But it was scary every time I got off that lift because I literally thought I snapped my ankle
yeah.
the first time I fell because obviously the boots were so heavy and like I didn't know how to get up and like it really hurt.
Because we were getting off the sort of, you know, anyone who's seen someone skiing before knows that there's those lifts that you sort of put in between your legs and they take you up the hill. We were getting off the lift halfway up the hill. So we had to very quickly put our skis to the side to make sure that we didn't get off the lift and then just start going backwards. And that
Tilly,
was a little bit
Tilly
of a technique.
Did the step off bit, but then she forgot to let go of the
lift.
No,
that's not when I fell.
That was the first time, no?
No. That was the third time because then
it happened still.
Then I started
I wasn't
going
lying.
Backwards.
Right. What was, did you prefer the donutting or did you prefer sort of learning a new thing? Because I'm assuming you've probably done something similar to
I've done donutting in like year two or three.
Christ, you've got
we
good memory.
My school.
Yeah. But which one did you prefer?
Donutting, because it was less scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with us flinging you down?
Yeah.
That'll be a fun video. Get ready for that one. But
it might all be the same video.
Do you think you'll fare as well actually on snow? Because this is very different.
Yeah, I was saying this to Mum. I was saying I don't think I'm going to be nearly as scared on snow because I was scared that if I fall on my face or like wherever, then if I keep going, I'm going to... Because it was like, how do you even explain it? If you keep going on that, it's going to hurt and it's going to leave marks
massive
on whatever
carpet
it
burn.
Was.
You can get a sort of carpet burn from falling into snow, to be fair.
Yeah, I will say don't get complacent with the snow. It's dangerous.
But if you go in like with your shoulder... It's still dangerous, but you'd
no,
probably be a bit...
No, the instructor said if you football in snow, you also stop a bit more than you would on that.
Yeah.
And he says the worst that will happen, if you're obviously not saying anything about falling on your face or whatever, but he was like, if you fall how I fell both times, then you just get a bit of snow in your neck, down your whatever, ski wear. Today, I did my English homework, and it was so much easier than it's ever been, because... For our English homework, you have like a reading age and mine's like really high and my reading homework is so hard and it takes me...
What do you mean by a reading age? Because, you know, no disrespect, I would have thought that by now as a 13-year-old, you've sort of hit the peak of reading age. There can't be much higher to go unless you're reading, like, science books that make no sense.
Or unless you're Dobby.
Or unless you're Dobby, who has the reading age of a 5-year-old.
Because reading age... Why would I reach my reading age? Because the top reading age is 16.
Really?
That's hard.
It's hard to read?
What's
no,
the hardest
I don't think you
word?
Understand.
Discombobulate.
I don't think you're understanding it quite right.
But tell me what I'm not understanding,
like,
then.
Like, to be your average reading age is right. To be over it is good. So I don't even know what my reading age is because they normally tell you, but I don't know mine.
But what makes the difference between, like, a 14-year-old's reading age and a 16-year-old's reading age? Like, bigger words? Like, more in-depth...
So on
dialogue
on the
like
app, on the app type thing that I do it on, it can be longer, so you have to remember more because it's like comprehension. It can either be longer, harder, or kind of not make
better,
as much
faster,
sense.
Stronger.
Yeah, I don't know how
Daft
to.
Punk.
Do you want to stop?
No.
Or again.
Make it.
Or...
Do it. Makes us.
So I guess that's the note.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
I just guess I'll pack up and head off.
We just had a little musical interlude. Sometimes it's nice to have that for the fans.
It's a little lean.
Reminds them we're still musicians.
Yeah, exactly.
Just about.
You're a musician.
Clinging on.
You should have joined us. You know the song. I think. Do you know Daft Punk?
Of course I do. Oh my gosh.
Good on you.
We could have been Daft Punk.
We could still be. No.
Actually, I think they outdate us by quite a margin.
They're pretty good at what they do, though.
Like, they were around in, like, the 80s, weren't they?
Oh, big time.
Wait. No. When did Daft Punk come around?
God, this is so boring.
I know it is, rather, isn't it? I'm losing my mind slightly. Do you want me to tell you what I hate?
I guess we'll just move on then, yeah?
Please.
So, for anyone who doesn't know,
That's so rude, though. We never do that to you guys.
Tells you talk about English homework, I'm not gonna
lie. But I didn't even get to the good bit.
What was the good bit?
It doesn't matter.
Tell us then.
No.
Why?
Because...
Did you have, like, some zinger loaded? Just like... And here's the punchline. Everyone dies. Like, what was the...
Well, I was gonna say, I got my gold reader pass, so I got to pick the book I read. Oh, stop. No, because the annoying thing is you only get it for 35 days and then it runs out and then you have to get it back again.
I don't...
So to get your gold reader pass, you have to...
And you get to pick a book.
Shut up.
Okay.
You have to read extra other than your homework, if that makes sense. So once you've done your homework and you keep reading the book. So you get three options of books that are done to your reading age and you have to pick one of them.
Mm.
And then you, like, most of them are really boring, though, so...
But if you get gold, you get to pick anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
Well, yeah, because you have to have the book physically, though, and then you scan it, and then you read it for 20 minutes.
You should bring in 50 Shades of Grey.
I was going to say 50 Shades of Grey. I was also going to... That was going to be...
I'm sorry, Thomas. Do you know the book?
Do I care?
So what book are you going to choose then?
You didn't let me finish explaining. You have to read it for 20 minutes. Mm. And then after that 20 minutes is up, you basically give yourself a question and then answer it to what you've read. And you say what page you've started on and then you say what page you got up to.
You get to choose the question. What was the title of the book?
She whips out Mr. Men's Mr. Tickle. Yeah. This is my book.
Can you pick Mr. Tickle?
Well, I actually don't know if it could be any books. I think it needs to be somewhat near your reading age.
Right.
But I don't know if they actually check it or not.
Is Mr. Tickle a bit above your reading age?
That was just so bad.
I also helped you with your geography homework, to be fair. We did a good job on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, Tilly loves everything. Let's move on, guys.
Have you got one?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first this week?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah.
Why do I just not have a segment anymore?
Because you cannot be trusted.
They all want it. No,
no,
no.
They all want it because we don't want it. They don't want it because it's good. That's the difference. Is that it's not in high demand because they're like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Everyone boo Harvey in the comments
because it's been taken away from them.
Boo.
Okay, moving on. I know this is a bit random and it's not like a one word thing. It's kind of an explanation.
What's
she
the
just
segment?
Comes up with these on the spot.
I know.
By the way.
I know.
She doesn't
what's
pre-plan
what's the
them.
Yeah, I just came out of it just then.
What's happening? New people tune in. They don't know what's going on.
This is Tilly loves everything, and it's not true, by the way, but it's fine.
That's not an explanation of the segment.
You've just ruined it.
Basically, I say one thing that I really like and I see if they agree with me. And if one of them agrees with me, then it's two against one. And what is it like?
It's an original segment that she came up all by herself.
And then if both of them disagree with me, it's kind of like, okay, fair enough. I won't keep pushing it or putting it out there. I'll just keep that to myself.
Mm, yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
So I love that. Like, I can't put it into words. I love having something that I'm good at. You know how, like, I can sing and I enjoy doing it, but some people are good at maths and they don't enjoy it?
I was looking for something like crunchy nut cornflakes.
Yeah.
Not okay. Emotional
wait, hold on,
development.
Hold on,
I didn't think
it.
You'd bring concepts to the table. You're going, do you want me to start?
No. Okay. No.
I've got mine. I know exactly what it is. I come with like bullet points for why I don't like it. Like, mine's Harvey hates everything, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know. We'll get to that.
I did Would You Rathers, but they got cut very quickly.
Yeah.
Let me know in the comments if you want them back.
They were bad.
They were not bad.
I do have a hates one. I'm going to...
What?
Tilly hates everything.
Does she?
Okay.
Switch it out.
Tilly hates homework.
Okay.
Because what is the actual point? I do 5 hours of learning at school.
Yeah. Bars.
And then I come home to do more learning.
Bars.
What is the point?
Bars.
Like, I don't...
Sorry, Dobby.
Dobby just lost one of his eardrums.
I just don't understand. Like, what is the point of homework? Nobody enjoys it. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my argument for that, right? Because I agree, and especially I can relate back to when I was in school. Homework was the last thing I wanted to get involved with. But as even as I was getting older in school and now as an adult, I can absolutely understand that homework is more than just work that you're doing at home. Not only does it reinforce what you learn during the day so that you actually maintain the information, for the most part, if teachers are good at setting homework, the other thing it does is that it teaches you that ultimately in the real world, depending on the job you've got, obviously, but in the real world, your job can absolutely come home with you. And it's getting you prepared for that. It's getting you used to that. It's getting you in a good work ethic that, you know, sometimes you can't just... Guys,
you're a little freak. Get
guys, let's keep
me.
It classy, all right?
Get your freaky feet off me.
Come on, keep your feet away from her.
Tapping her elbow with
keep
my
your
toe.
Feet. Keep your feet. Up. You're about to go into timeout in a minute.
Okay.
Please, can we make that a thing?
I know. Max's timeout. He just has to sit behind
that's
the
your
sofa.
Segment. I'll just that's
he'll just go to sleep. Right, yeah, honestly. You go. Anyway. Homework comes home with you sometimes. That's
can
just
I just
the
say
point.
Though?
Or rather, work comes home with you sometimes. Also, look at the sweat patch he's made on his mic. What the?
I've got sweaty palms. Leave me alone.
Look at that. Can you see that on camera?
That's grim.
Oh my God.
What? Oh.
You are gross. Well, now we're just completely derailing the podcast, so that's great, I guess. All right, guys, let's get back on track because otherwise this will never end.
I just want to add something quick.
This is so comfy.
Shut up. Is that they don't really respect that people try and do other things outside of school. When people are like, well, I have these clubs, and they're like, well, too bad, blah, blah, blah. But that's... If people are doing a club for something they want to do when they're older, maybe football or something like that, surely that's more helpful. Get your freaky feet away from me, you little freak.
Oh, hello. Am I in shutdown? All right, this is happening.
All right, yeah, that's fair enough. I'm happy with that, actually. It gives me a bit of space. Gives me a bit of freedom. So anyway, homework. I hate to be that guy. I think it's more useful than it's not. So I'm going to vote against you on this.
I'm a little bit split in a weird way because I agree with your reinforced learning, but I...
But also there are just some, sorry to cut you off, there are just some really stupid homeworks.
I agree, and teachers need to be setting homeworks that are actually reasonable, not just homework for the sake of getting you to do more work. That, I think, is just completely unreasonable.
To be fair, that's what I was about to say, so...
Thanks, Max. You can just go. It's fine.
I mean, do you want my vote?
No.
Well, otherwise it's kind of tied though, so you kind of have
to. I'm gonna go with I hate homework because of the amount of ball ache it was in my past. I just didn't like it, and I didn't need it either because I could do my own learning, but I was smart enough, not saying I'm really smart, but smart enough to know to do extra work to because we had to because we worked, so you know, that's me. But I
so
do.
You are for or against?
I hate homework.
So you're against it?
I'm against it.
So homework's out.
You lose.
Well done, Tilly. I'm so proud of you. So yeah, well,
let's do a Harvey loves everything.
Harvey loves it. Well, I didn't have one of those prepared, so now I don't know what to do. You know what, I love skiing.
Pick another one.
I have learned actually skiing another is quite one. exciting. Go-karting.
I've never been go-karting. Another one.
Oh my god.
I love queso.
Right. No, I don't. I hate it. It's the worst. Till's queso, do you like it?
I know what it is.
It's melty liquid cheese.
Ew, no.
Yeah, exactly. It's out. Okay.
Dobby queso.
Jesus Christ.
I have a loves everything.
No, we're done. We're done.
We need something positive.
No.
Yeah, I said skiing, go-karting, and Max said queso. So I think that covers our grounds.
I'm coming back.
I'm sure there's something for everyone there.
I love drama lessons.
Well done, Tills. Every week we do a comment shout out. We appreciate you guys leaving comments on the videos. We do check them. We do read through them. So thank you for leaving your comments. And like I've said, we will give a shout out to one person every single episode. And so here is this week's shout out. And it goes to Millie Price 233, who asks the question, have any of you guys had a weird experience with an animal? For example, when I was little, a stingray kissed my nose.
First of all, how?
Yeah, that is a weird one, and I'm glad you made it out of that alive. Second of all, I know your answer. Third of all, you've probably got an answer as well, I would imagine.
Oh, you're imagining?
Yeah.
Would you like mine first?
Let's go with yours first.
Okay, so we were shooting a documentary when we were very, very young. We were about 13. It was right at the start of our career. And this was literally one of the last shoots we did. We were recording a song that never got released. Mm. And we were at the studios. And on this studios was a sort of half farm type thing. They had a bunch of animals. We went round petting a bunch of the animals, like idiots. And we got to a horse. And the guy was like, oh, the horses are really friendly. You can go up and pet them, whatever. Just be really slow and, you know, show friendliness. And so I did. I put my hand out and then I put my hand like that. I think I did actually have some food, didn't we? We've fed them something.
Apple?
I can't remember what.
I think it was an apple.
I don't know.
Anyway, the
carrots,
horse ate the food and then grabbed hold of my thumb. And when I tell you I have never in my life, like, felt how close, I don't even know how to phrase this, he basically almost chewed my thumb off, and it was it was completely locked in this horse's mouth to the point where I had to
my thumb now
rip it out of, and genuinely it tore the top layer of skin off of my thumb because it was locked onto it. And genuinely, if I hadn't ripped it out when I did, probably would have bitten my thumb off. Like, it was ridiculous. And a horse can do that. You can do that. Did you know that? You could bite your own finger off.
No, apparently you can't bite your own finger off.
You could bite someone else's finger off. Your teeth have the power to do that.
Whoa.
Don't. But the horse very much could have taken my thumb, basically. So lucky to still have two of these bad boys. And that's my animal story.
You got any weird ones?
I know I do, but if you'd have said this earlier, I wouldn't have had
I should have said it earlier because I've not had that many weird experiences with animals. We did go to Bird World recently where we met an emu called Forrest. I think we might have talked about this before already, but basically he was like, they said this, he had some sort of like mental deficiency
where he essentially just wasn't a normal emu.
There wasn't much going on.
There was nothing going on behind his mind, to the point where you could sort of give him like neck scratches and head scratches and literally treat him like a cat almost. And he would sort of bend his head backwards, like over your arm. So you were just holding up this emu. Bearing in mind, emus and ostriches are terrifying and can be really, really aggressive birds.
Huge.
And we were just hugging this emu like it was nothing. But the weirdest thing about him was that he'd get so lost and so like relaxed and so dazed by the scratching and by the, you know, cuddling and stuff, that he'd then sort of come back and then go, "Who the fuck are you?" And then just start getting like weirdly, not necessarily aggressive, but just, yeah, like a little bit nippy and sort of like, "Who are you? Why are you here?" And then I'd start scratching him again and he'd go, Oh, okay, yeah, this is fine. And then just go back to normal. It was really, really strange. But he wasn't like properly aggressive to the point where he was dangerous or anything. He was just really sort of like confused, and bless him. He was a lovely guy, but just a bit odd.
I can't think of anything.
Well, you know what? Worst case, you can always try and bring it up in the next episode. And that's a lovely little cliffhanger for our viewers. If we remember, we probably won't. But if Tilly doesn't come up with anything...
Are you calling mum?
You're seriously going to call mum to ask if you've had a weird experience with an animal?
I suppose we'll wait.
Hello? Have I ever had a weird experience with an animal before?
Have you had a weird experience with an animal?
Yes, that was the question.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, good. That's fine. We got all the time in the world.
Really, because there aren't many animals that you'd go near, really.
Liar.
Max tried to put a spider in your hair that one time.
Yeah, well, the boys would, like, go to the stuff that have, you know, snakes wrapped around your neck and spiders on your hands, but you'd run a mile, so...
No, not like that. Like... Or pussycat.
Has she ever been kicked by a donkey? That would explain a lot.
No.
Have been chucked off a horse?
You have a couple of times, yeah.
Well, that'll do, honestly.
We'll take that.
We're scraping the barrel here, but that will do. Thank you, Mother.
One of you got bitten by a horse.
I'm aware. I've already brought it
that's,
up. Thank
that's
you.
That's already been done.
Thank you, Mother.
Bye.
Well, there you go.
Basically.
Oh, God. Oh, I thought we'd too. Just get one sentence and then get to finish it.
Basically, okay. I used to take horse riding lessons. And if you don't know, our mother absolutely loves horse riding. She used to have her own horse that they did like shows and stuff. And you would win bows and everything like that. So when I started doing horse riding, she asked if she could also partake, but just go round on a horse in the same kind of area as me. So I was doing my little lesson, you know. At the beginning, they used to have a rope with the horse, which I would go around on, but I was on, like, my third lesson. And so I was, like, going around, just, like, literally just walking around, and mum's obviously going round and round and round, and how the horses worked at this place, because I used to also do group sessions, is that they would learn to follow the leader. So whatever the one in front of them was doing, they were doing. So mum starts, what's it, cantering?
Yes, that sounds about right.
Yes, and so does my horse. And then mum starts galloping, and so does my horse.
Good
and
horse.
Then I was like holding on for dear life, and I like literally fell off onto the fence. Like my body slammed against the fence, and
nice.
I fell down. And also, a little side note to this, I told a kid this in year six, and they go, "I'm surprised you didn't break the fence."
Sounds was that like a fat legend. Joke or?
We were no longer friends.
Oh,
awesome. Well, yeah, that is a slightly weird experience with an animal, I guess. Not as weird as being kissed by a stingray, though. That is quite.
No, fair
impressive.
Play. You win.
Yeah, I don't think any of us really beat that. But anyway, thanks very much for your comments, of course. And we will give another shout out in the next episode. And until then, we've been Max, Harvey and Tilly. This has been the 30 and Again podcast. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe, because we're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We might already be there by the time this episode goes out.
It's like anime or something.
Anyway, thanks for watching. We will see you guys later. Lots of love. Bye-bye.